Listen for the wave. Parshas Chayesara, Baruch Hashem, Hashem has granted me a gift to be able to speak to you. I thought this parsha would be one I would do alone. It would be based on the topic. Would have been very strange for me to do this on a Sunday morning, whispering in my sister's basement. So one of our fans actually told me this. He said to me, "I have to tell you something. I love when you're in shiur with guys. You're so much more animated than when you're talking alone." Parshas Chayesara, you know, because I don't want my sister to be like, "Is everything okay down there?" You know, okay, fine. So Baruch Hashem, I don't know what's going to be next week, although I did get an invite to come to YU to visit the guys, so maybe, I don't know, we'll see. Parshas Chayesara is a traditional parsha that people speak about the topic of Shiduchim. And I think that Shir Bet, guys, as much as you know, may not be thinking about it, I think it's a tremendously important topic. And as funny as you might seem, I think that your maturity level hopefully has gone up. Your attendance level hasn't, but your maturity level has certainly gone up. And now you may be thinking about, when you're 18 years old, you're just thinking about girlfriends and this and that. Now you may be thinking about marriage. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to discuss Shiduchim. And I haven't discussed it in previous years so much. As I said before, I went through the lessons from the Lev, and we discussed many different topics. This last year we discussed this topic, not related to this. We spoke about Rapam. Rapam has the Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas, who I said, my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, always said that he was the Gadol B'Yisrael. When we were in Shir, he very much respected him. Rapam was known for unbelievable midos. One of his Talmidim had this chesed meeting, Rabbi Reisman, this year in the summer. So Rabbi Reisman, they say, is like, he typifies what his Rebbe is. You know, that one of the greatest things is that when you see children, and you say, "Ah, I just want to give you nachas." You know, your son acted in this way and that way. The parents get nachas because they say, "Oh, he got something from me." So we see that with certainly the Talmidim Rav Pam. Rav Pam would famously on this parsha give a shmooze every year on the topic of Shiduchim. Many different areas of Shiduchim that are extremely important. And we know, Rachmanu Litzlan, and I mean this, it's a very sad area in the Jewish faith. I don't know why this is. I don't know why people are not doing more. But there are so many people, Nebuch, who are not yet married, who are older, and we got to work on something. It's been spoken about all the time, even in our own communities. You know, in the Haredi communities, it seems to be easy because, you know, you get to see her for 5 seconds and shkoyach, and that's it. By us, it's difficult. We're going out and so on and so forth. And some people have experiences where they go out with dozens and dozens of girls, or in my case, 24, until they find the right one. But some people, Nebuch, they're davening for it, and it's a very difficult situation. Sometimes part of the situation is they don't know what to look for. They don't know, you know. And when in this year that has molded you, and then all of a sudden now you come more mature, and now you're in Shana Bet, Shir Bet, and it becomes something that, okay, what am I looking for? Wait, but for 18 years I was one way. Now for, I don't know, maybe a few months, you know, it wasn't for 2 years. You're not 2 years in yeshiva. Maybe you got, you know, a little bit firmer, you know, 3 months in or 6 months in, whatever it might be. And so you start developing, well, what should I be? We spoke out the Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us that there was a special haftorah that was read on the when it was in Ofra. That was very, very different, relating to Chayesara. Chayesara teaches us a tremendous lesson. So in the past, I have spoken out from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Sefer, one of my favorite, which unfortunately is no longer in print, The Warmth and the Light. And unfortunately also, it's only on Parshios of Bereishis and Shemos. So I always like to speak things out. And famously in Chayesara, he speaks about Maros HaMachpelah and how much Avram loved his wife so much and him fighting over it and the title that we have, the psychological title and the physical title over Chevron. And we know Chevron is one of the disputed areas, Baruch Hashem. Hundreds, thousands, I should say, of people will be attending next week. We'll be going there to show that we're actually in control. And, you know, now with the new famous Ben Gvir, who's the, you know, lives in Chevron, well, should be an interesting Shabbos. It's interesting. Rav Aaron ends off by saying, the Midrash tells us that there are three lands that were purchased with Kesef Mamish. And that was the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaMikdash, Chevron, and Kever Yosef. And isn't it interesting? Those are the only three most disputed lands in the entire world. But those are ones that actually were bought. Interesting. In any case, Rav Aaron has another Dvar Torah on Parshas Chayesara, which I think, in my opinion, really, really sets a great stage. And again, I understand you're not mamish right now, hopefully not, you know, running to, I don't know, Tiferet or Michlala or whatever. I do think that that's something that you should just keep in back of your mind. Okay. So, after the Torah tells us that Sari Menu has passed away, and after the parasha that we just spoke about of Maras HaMachpelah and the purchase, Avram swears to his servant, swears that his servant Eliezer should find a wife for his son. By the way, an interesting just vort over there, Eliezer was like, this is it. This is my opportunity. Eliezer had a daughter. And he was the trusted servant. He was the right-hand man, the number two to Avram. And he's like, what are you telling me? I have to go here and go there. You don't have to go anywhere. I'm here, my daughter. And it teaches a very important lesson that just because you put someone in charge of your gashmias doesn't mean they're your ruchnias guy. And that's an important thing that unfortunately sometimes people get very clouded with when you are a shidduch, we say in Yiddish, is read to you. When someone tells over a shidduch and the first thing you hear about is her last name, you'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, for example, my wife's last name is Bachman. So her maiden name is Bachman. Bachman is the famous, you know, pretzels, the pretzel company, Bachman. And I'm like, wow, the pretzel fortune. This is going to be amazing, right? So we go out on the date, and I said to her, so, like, you must, like, be crazy with the pretzels. And she's like, what? What the heck? Thank God, because she really didn't want to give me a second chance because I was a little cuckoo on the first date. And she's like, no, we're not from the Bachman. I'm like, oh, no. And you're from Staten Island? And, oh, man, you know, right? And sometimes we get clouded by money. And here Avram Avinu teaches the Maisa of Asim Labanim. It's not about money. It's not about covet. I don't care who you are. There's something to it. And of course, as we know, as we'll see, Dafka, it's from where she came and the midos that she had and the chesed that she had. But let's continue. So Eliezer sets off to Aram and has specific criteria to look for a mate for Yitzhak. So much so that Avram makes him swear that this is the criteria you're going to look for, as difficult as it might be. The Torah describes in awesome detail, the Rapam points this out, and Rapam says, there are some halachos that we learn based on a word in the Torah. Here it goes on and on, psukim and psukim, to describe it. It must be something very, very important. Eliezer finds Rivka and brings her to meet Yitzhak. Suach basada, we know. Immediately after, Eliezer tells Yitzhak all that happened, and the pasuk tells us, "Vayavo Yitzchak ha'ola, sara imo, vayikaches Rivka, v'tiel lili isha v'ahova." The pasuk says that Yitzchak brought her into the tent of his mother, and Sarah, of course, and he took her, and Rivka then was with him, and they loved each other, and Yitzchak loved Rivka. The midrash on this pasuk says something very, very interesting. All right. Rashi actually quotes part of this, but it's more important. It's very important, I think, to read the entire midrash, because we may lose sight of it. And this is such a beautiful way that Rav Aaron brings out this midrash. Normally, I've read this Rashi a million times, and I just went, you know, it was a cute Rashi. What does Rashi say? Kol yomim shetiyah Sarah kayemes haya onan kosher al Pesach ohala. All the days that Sarah lived, there was a cloud that hovered over the entrance of her tent. But when she died, what happened? Shemesa pascha oisa anan. The kevan sheba rifcha choizer anan. Something, there was a miracle that happened. It was an ace. That's going to be one of a few nisim, right? There was an, everybody saw this. Outside of Rivka's tent, there was an anan. Number two, we see that when Rivka, so now when Rivka returns, it's bad. All the days, she has, right, kayamet, doleket, Pischa, all the days that Sarah lived, her door was open wide, Hachnas Zorachim, right? And once she died, what happened? The Dalatot, sorry, I should have said, She Haita Sarah Kayemet, Dalatot Ptucha, she had an open door policy, and there was a miracle that happened that this door stayed open. And then, of course, famously, it says that she had a miracle with the Isa, bracha mishuleches b'Isa, shemeis pascha Isa. So now, all the days that Sarah lived, the doors were wide open. Once Sarah died, that will never cease and exist. And when she came, it returned. Sarah had the bracha of the Isa, of dough. When she died, that blessing wasn't there anymore, and Rivka returned, it came back. And finally, the fourth thing, it says that all the days that Sarah lived, kol yomo shahaita Sarah kayemet, haya ner doluk milel Shabbos v'ad lel Shabbos. There was a miracle that happened. And when she would light Friday night candles, it would last to the next Friday night. Now Rivka comes back. So it seems like a cute medrash. Rashi again is quotes some of this. That all the things, that's like, you know, Yitzchak really knew this was the right one. Because he loved his mother so much. Listen to what his mother did for him. There's actually a big shaila in halacha, which is interesting, kashur a little bit to the topic of shiduchim, of course, is chinuch. Rav Asher Weiss this week has a gorgeous shiur on the mitzvah chinuch, where he's machadish, ma'amis chidush. You know, chinuch is midi rabbanon, right? That we know that there's the inyan of chinuch, generally we learn as midi rabbanon. But he says the deraisa din of chinuch. And that's the chinuch in the home. That's what's going on. We'll maybe relate to this a little bit later. What goes on in the home. So Sarah made a tremendous move in last week's parasha. What does she do? She commands, or she requests, of Avram Avinu to get rid of Yishmael. Now Avram could have tied in mitzad chinuch. I need to keep him. I could be makar. I want to try to be makar of him. I know he's a bad kid, but that's my job. And Baruch Hashem, we know stories about kids, Nebuch, that they tried, and finally some amazing thing happens. Sometimes here in the yeshiva, by the way. The parents' chinuch, the mother's tears, and had luckas neiras, all of a sudden, Shana Aleph, this kid turns around. And he becomes this great, refined, beautiful, amazing kid. And Sarah says, no. He needs to be out because he's going to have an influence on my own son. So, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, this is his chiddush, I believe. He says, in my opinion, the midrash is not merely relating to a unique phenomenon which occurred in the tent of the matriarchs, but it's advising us of a sublime ideal which every Jewish home must have. What does it mean that the lamp remained lit from one Shabbos to the next? That's the concept, the ideal of the spirit of Shabbos being present in every Jewish home throughout the entire week. We know that we have a din. My son actually is learning this year. We're reviewing. We have Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbos. So every single morning, we have a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, to remember Shabbos. What do we say? Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Right? We shouldn't call it Sunday. One thing, no offense, there's a thing that comes out every week, Lev something. You know what I'm talking about? There's like a thing. Lev, is that what it's called? So it comes out every week. He's in another shir, so I could talk about it. And it has the last thing it has is the schedule. So this only thing has beautiful divrei Torah from Talmidim. Yeah, one week they let me write, but now they don't want me to write anymore. The only thing I don't like about the schedule is it says Friday and Saturday. No, Friday and Saturday. What's Saturday? Saturday. We know the months are based on the Avodah Zarah. Stop. Right. Shabbos is something so unique that every day we prepare for Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos already. Right, already. You're yeshiva guy, so you don't start thinking about your Shabbos plans this week, right? Thursday, you're like, oh, shoot. Rav Hartstein, I know it's Friday morning at 4 o'clock and Shkia's in like a... Yeah, okay, thanks. Shabbos is that sublime spirit. The day, Shekulo, Mein Olam Haba. That's why at Mincha, what do we say? Yoy Menucha Kedusha L'Amcha Nasata. Hashem gave us a special gift of Shabbos. Right? Hashem wraps up Kiviyachal this gift. V'Shabbos Shemai. Matana Toiva I have in Beis Geniza. We commented maybe a few weeks ago. What's this whole thing? Beis Geniza. Just say, I'm giving you Shabbos. No. It's unique. You got to unwrap it. It's so unique. You guys know. Your Shabbos, you know, years ago, probably, hopefully, is not the same Shabbos you celebrate now. Right? So for some people, Shabbos was terrible. It's the worst day of the week. I can't go on my phone. Or I can go on my phone, but I have to do it under my bed when nobody's watching. No, now Shabbos, wow, I love Shabbos. When you start off in the business world, Rabbi Yisai, wow, Shabbos is amazing. When you can turn that phone off, especially when you work in America, and Shabbos starts at 9:30 in the morning, America time, it's amazing. Like already 4 o'clock, you call everybody, hey, have a good Shabbos, gotta go. It's great. The spirit of Shabbos is something that has to be in every Jewish home. And it, you feel the sanctity of Shabbos through the week. It's the idea of the spirit of Shabbos. That idea is extended the entire week, is the last Mishnah in Tumit. B'Shabbos hayu omrim mizbashir l'yom ha-Shabbos. What does it say? This is actually Rav Bagno, our Rosh Koilo, wrote a sefer, Shiras HaLevim. And there he goes through all the mizmorim. You know, the Gra adds mizmorim for Purim, for all the Yom Tovim. We, you know, on Chol HaMoed, Thursday, we just say, Hayom Yom HaMishi. No, the Gra says, you have a specific one. Rav Siv will call it out. Everybody's like, what? He goes, today's Yom. Now it's been like, you've been, you know, it's a Wednesday morning, and it's a Chol HaMoed. And now, like, Rav Siv, we're done. It's an hour and 45 minutes already. We're done. No Yom. And he says, Mizmor Samach Tes, just the first part. Like, okay, stop. But that's the idea. So what does it say, the Gemara says in Talmud? Shabbos, Oymrim, Hayushir, Mizmor Shil Yom, La'asid Lavol, Yom Shekulu Shabbos Menucha, L'chayi Oylam Amin. It's a special thing. L'chayi Oylam Amin. What does it mean? It's Me'ino Olam Haba. What does that mean? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, I think that the answer is in the Mishnah is expressive of the ideal that in all future days will be infused with the spirit of Shabbos. Me'ino Olam Haba means that when Mashiach comes, every day will feel like a Shabbos. Sorry. I remember when we first moved to Eretz Yisrael, my son, when we would go into bet, it's not this way. It used to be in bet. Like literally, you would start in bet, and all the Hasidim would want rides. I don't know. The bus system wasn't very good, and they'd be standing on the side, you know, with their finger out. And my son would look at them, and he goes, "Oh wow, look at those Shabbos Jews." Because it was the first time, you know, we grew up in Teaneck. You know, he grew up in Teaneck. You don't see. He says these people are dressed the whole week for Shabbos. Okay, happens to be those that know Hasidim. They have very distinctive wear too. But that's the idea, though. The ideal of the Mishnah is saying, is that my week is infused with Shabbos. That's the meaning of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. If only Israel would keep, this is such an awesome chiddush Rav Aaron came up with. The Alma Moshim Yisrael Shtei Shabbos Kula Miyad Nigalim. We all learned this before, right? If Bnei Yisrael just keeps two Shabbosim, right? Everybody talks about, what's it called? What's the term that they call Friday? Not term Friday into Shabbos. What's the Shabbos across the world? What's it? It's called something now.
Right? Shabbos Project.
What?
Shabbos Project.
The Shabbos Project, right? The great chief rabbi, Warren Goldstein. I think he's the one who invented it. And it's amazing. And one Shabbos, wow, they should do this for 2 weeks and maybe Mashiach will come. The majority of the Jewish people, they're some way celebrating Shabbos. It's amazing. On the surface, it's difficult. Why two? Come on, Hashem, give us a break. Do you know how difficult it is for one Shabbos? I mentioned this morning. I have major FOMO this week because I wasn't supposed to be here, as you know. And now I'm here. And the trip that I was supposed to go on is happening without me. Trip with Charlie Harari and Ari Shabbat. It bothers me. It doesn't bother me. I'm so happy for them. But that Friday night, they actually have a video because it was before Shkia. So they have a video of them davening. It's such a gorgeous tefillah. Imagine, even for a few hours, 400 men celebrating Shabbos at the Kotel. Not on their phones, except I remember one Friday, last year, Friday night, guy comes up to me and goes, "Yo, can I take you outside?" I said that something in Nebuchadnezzar happened to him. I was like, I'm called the trip coordinator. He takes me outside. He goes, "I know you're not allowed to watch this, but you got to see a couple of Shabbos." He takes his phone out. I'm like, no, I don't want to see what you recorded. The first year that we did this, I remember there was a number of Chinese women that were out by, you know, they I don't know why, they were Friday nights, like all of a sudden they all, so afterwards they came to Charlie Harari and they said, "Oh, cute, you know, you were amazing, but, so Charlie's like, I just want to say we have great videos, and he said, I wanted to just ask them, can you email that to me? I was like, we didn't ask them to do it. We didn't ask. He said, it's not the spirit of Shabbos. But do you ever think why two Shabbosim? Why do we need two Shabbos to be redeemed? Why isn't one? The answer is, the Gemara is making reference not to two Shabbos, but rather to one Shabbos that extends to the next Shabbos. Shabbos is meaningful. Shabbos lasts the whole week. You can't wait for the next Shabbos. You really mean it when you say Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. I had such an amazing Shabbos and in Shabbos, Rav Moshe Tzvi. Wow. It's only when, that's when Bnei Yisrael, will appreciate a Shabbos. For real. Ah. That's what we're talking about here. That's what you look for in a Shidduch. You look for in a Shidduch someone, and I think this goes both ways. It's not just a woman thing, obviously. But someone who you see, right? I'm going to recommend this now. This is my new Chiddush of the day. Yes, when you're dating her and you're not sure, so I would say to her, you know what? Spend Shabbos with her. In a mutter way, obviously. Spend Shabbos. See what Shabbos is to her. If you see, wow, what Shabbos means to her, special, it's unique, there's something about it. I have a friend who, I hope my Shabbos table is very special, but his Shabbos table, it's an unbelievable thing. The guy doesn't eat. He doesn't eat at a Shabbos table. He has the challah, of course, and during the first course, he brings out candy, and he says, okay, Shabbos, questions. His table's mamish a Shabbos table. It's a beautiful thing. And then a shtickle at the end, you know, when, right, so some people don't like it. They're like, we can't really talk, you know. Isn't Shabbos dinner, Shabbos lunch for Lashon Hara? When are we going to talk about the Rabbi's drasha? It's not fair. What's going on over here? No. No. The blessing inherent in the dough of the Imos represents, of course, the concept that the Mishnah and Ovos tells us, Dalad Aleph, which is Ezu Osher Sameach Bechelko. The bracha is built into the dough to be satisfied with what we have. That's another important thing to look for in a shidduch. I would say, especially for girls, to look for in a boy. They're satisfied. They're not talking to you on the date about, oh, I'll tell you, I hope one day to make enough money to be able to buy, you know, a highest level Tesla, whatever, to buy a Bugatti, to buy a whatever, I don't know, to have Daniel Mack come up to me and say, wow, this is a great car. What are you doing with me? Huh? That's my highest level. Dump that guy right away. Dump that guy. Same thing with a girl. She says, you know, I'm really looking for them. I see you're only going into Chini. I'm really looking for somebody who will, you know, who will be able to buy me, you know, dresses from, I don't know, a good dress place. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. From Central Avenue. I don't know. The concept that symbolizes the door, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the door of the tent of Sarah. And now Rivka is obviously, we understand. We understand the concept symbolized by the door to the tent of Sarah and Rivka being open, especially wide. Obviously, we understand what that means. The chesed that's imbued in the girl. Isha yiras Hashem yisasala. Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. Amra yuyu beisecha pasuch l'ravcha v'yaynecha beisecha. The Mishnah Avos in the first parak. Tesvav, Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim says, your home should always be wide open. The poor people, that people know. Do you feel when you're going out with this girl, she's going to be someone who wants, of course people can come over all the time. It's a bayit patuach. The son doesn't have to be like, so mom, is there any way I can have one person over? No, what are you, crazy? This week? I don't have time to cook. No. Sure. And finally, the Anan. What does the Anan teach us of? Cloudy days. Cloudy days are generally unpleasant days. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Last week it was raining like the Rebbe. Ah! Gishmei Bracha. We get happy. I always remember a story that Rabbi Yudin Jr. told me about his father. He said, I was on the phone, and he's like, "Nu, how's the weather? It was this time of the year. How's the weather?" He says, actually, it's not so great, because it was pouring rain outside. And not that great. He goes, "Oy vey, it's not raining? I'm sorry to hear that." Rabbi Yudin's a big tzaddik. He's like, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, it's not raining. Right. We don't remember the bracha of that. So he said, the cloud reminds us of unpleasant days, of hard times in life. The cloud that hovered over our mother's tent symbolized the sacrifice that each member of the Jewish household has to make to another. Every home experiences a share of difficulties, periods during which this real strength of the family bond is tested. But that maintains and preserves the ideal Jewish home. I often will tell a couple that's dating during camp and things are all going so it's camp. I say, you got to date after camp. Camp is a special, I can't explain it to you, you know? You got all your food, everything clean. You don't have to have anything to worry about. Everybody's so happy all the time. Date after camp and see how things are. That's important. Because I want the test when things don't go so well. A true bias neman be Yisrael must strive to predicate their home upon the ideals which were physically manifest in the tent of the Imos. In other words, they are to found their relationship upon the dedication of chesed, sacrificing on behalf of the other, infusing days of the week with the spirit, the ruchnius of Shabbos, and being content with what I have. I think this mamish is a perfect analysis of what we should look for in our shidduch. And I think it goes both ways. Just to review again. What does Shabbos mean to me? Really means, what does ruchnius mean to me? Am I a ruchnius-filled person? Where I look forward to the day of ruchnius, where I could finally, I don't have to be on my phone. Ah! Do I appreciate, ha-sameach b'chelko, I don't need everything. I don't need every possession in the world. I should have possessions, it's important. And I should use those possessions, I should have a wonderful home. Maybe even a bigger home so I can have more guests. Yes, that's true. The cloudy days. How do I deal with difficulty? How do I react? You have to have, I don't want to say this, it's not nice, but I almost will tell a chassan and kala, you cannot get engaged until you have your first fight. But how did the person react during the first fight? You get to see, wow, I didn't know he had a temper. Whoa! No, it's important. And the chesed, the open home. These are all very, very important things that we should be zeichet to take in mind when we're looking for our shaduchim on this special Shabbos of shaduchim. We should be zeichet, the Rabbanu Shalom should bless us, that we should all be zeichet to build a bayis nemen b'Yisrael, those that are still married, that are not still married, they should all stay married, but those that are married should continue wonderful shalom bayis-filled homes, and those that are searching, the Rabbanu Shalom should grant them that all the shaduchim should come, and the bracha that Rav Aaron gave us, we should be zeichet to two Shabbosim, a Shabbos that lasts from Shabbos to Shabbos, to bring the Geulah Shleimah, Amen.